Good afternoon, everybody. We'd like to welcome you all. We're very glad to meet you since we met quite a few months ago. We are here to present 2008 full-year results of our group and also to tell you a little bit about our business plan spanning 2009-2011. Now, the reasons why we didn't hold our traditional presentation in fall are well known to all of you, and considering also the negative economic outlook, so we have decided to take this opportunity to tell you about our year-end 2000 or full-year 08 results and also to give you a preview of our performance in the first few months of 2009. 2008 was a positive year, a good year in many regards, and I would say that was not a surprise to us. If you remember our previous business plan releases, you will probably remember that we had discounted quite a good growth rate for 2008. In 2008, the impact of the economic downturn was really very contained and moderate on our accounts, at least until the end of 2008. We probably perceived the impact of the economic slowdown only in areas such as hookups or customers, newly connected customers. So basically 2008 was fully in line with our expectations. We had quite good results, and as you've probably read in our press release, we posted quite a sound pre-tax profit as well as EBITDA growth rate. We never posted such a sound growth rate in the 6 years since inception, especially if you consider the contribution coming from organic growth as a growth driver, and in particular contribution coming from plans that were executed and built during 2008, accounting for as much as 80% of our overall performance. However, this is not the only reason why we say that our performance in 2008 was satisfactory. There's a second point I'd like to draw your attention to, i.e. contribution coming from plants. As a matter of fact, over the course of 2008, we completed the constructions and revamping of our plants. So in 2007, we had reaped the first benefits of the CAPEX that occurred in the prior years, but we really perceived these benefits more clearly in 2008, and there will be more to come in the next few years. In addition to this, in 2008, we also received new tariff schemes. In some cases, we managed to have a say in it. In some other cases, we simply had to accept it what was approved. Why am I saying so? Well, as far as water and waste are concerned, tariffs were set by signing agreements in mutual concert, with the relevant authorities, whilst in electricity and gas, the Italian regulator made ultimately a decision, and therefore we had no say in it. However, when we get to the section of our presentation devoted to our business plan, we will tell you the way forward in these few areas. And in any case, you will hear about the targets and about the fact that tariffs are a precondition for us to meet targets. We have also extracted a good contribution from organizational synergies, and also we achieved a lot in the area of efficiency gains. And as you will hear later, they were quite meaningful contributors, and at the same time we've also gradually improved the quality of our services, as you will hear later on in our presentation. Overall, we can say that this represents quite a sound a sound performance for 2008, but also a very sound basis to to meet the challenge coming from the economic downturn, and at the same time, it's also they represent also sound basis to achieve the targets of the new business plan we're here to present to you. Now, let me walk you through the reasons why we are quite pleased with our 2008 performance. Well, first of all, let's start from the strengthening of our asset portfolio and of our position in the upstream business. Let's start with electricity. On Christmas Eve, Imola cogeneration 80 megawatt plant went on stream. And in addition, and I'm referring to gas, we strengthen our presence with our participation in the Taga gas pipeline, and therefore we now have two batches. One was acquired over the course of 2008, and the second one was acquired at the beginning of 2009, so we're talking about 500 million cubic meters that are secured for us for the next years. As for waste, there are news to be reported. What I mean is that two other plants, i.e. Forlì, was completed, going on stream in August, therefore contributing to our overall performance. And then Modena, which is our largest plant, the largest plant in the pipeline, that has gone on stream at the end of last year and is undergoing the decommissioning stage, and it went on stream being gas-fired. We then increased the level of quality of our services, and we increased also our efficiency levels. In these two areas, we invested, and in particular, we invested in a system to supervise and monitor the entirety of our gas and water networks, the headquarters being Forlì. At present, this coordination system is already operating in three of the seven provinces where ERA is active. A few words about markets. Well, we have been quite pleased in this area as well, and in particular, we had a good performance in electricity and in trading. Why electricity? Well, in electricity, we succeeded to stick to our guidelines, that's to say, to exceed now 5 terawatt hours by adding one more terawatt hour. And at the same time, we succeeded to expand our customer base. And as a matter of fact, we reached 315,000 customers in early January. We had the smallest presence in this business, and gradually, This business has reached more or less the same level of the other businesses we hold in our portfolio. Guess we recovered performance against 2007, where performance was really poor and dissatisfying, also because we were affected by milder and exceptionally warm winter. However, we succeeded to sell 2.5 BCMs of gas to our retail customers or end users. A few words about waste now. Waste as a business made, so to speak, another major jump forward in terms of increased volumes of waste treated, exceeding 5 million tons of treated waste. That was achieved thanks to the expanded asset base we have in this business segment, and also thanks to the fact that we expanded our sales actions in the area of special waste. A few words about trading. Trading is a success story for our company, and that's basically business and which we started to operate in between 03, 04, and over the years this has become really an area of excellence in our portfolio, contributing quite a lot to our overall performance. At the same time, allowing us to handle over 20 terawatt hour electricity and over 1 BCM in gas. We will then get back to the change in our consolidation scope. However, that was not the determining factor in 2008. However, that contributed, I'm talking about M&A, they contributed 20% through the integration of two companies, one located in the Urbino area and the other one near Sassuolo. These two deals increased and expanded our customer base, because in gas distribution that brought in 100,000 customers, whilst in electricity and gas sales we had the addition of some further 40,000 customers. And then we also started operations with a Swiss operator in to build a generation plant in the Abruzzo region. The installed capacity should be 100 megawatt, and I think that should fit quite nicely with the current scenario. Now, having said all this, let me now move to page 3 in order to give you the contribution of each specific growth driver. As a matter of fact, on the one hand, we have to remember 15 million coming from M&A. And after this, we will see that the two largest or strongest contributors are synergies and organic growth, up 35 million, sorry, contributing 35 million, and then new plant that went on stream contributing 25 million. As for the former element, please bear in mind that waste tariffs went up 3.8%, whilst 5% was the increase in water tariffs. Electricity tariffs had an impact of 11%. That's tariffs for distribution as set by the Italian regulator. And we benefited in the gas business by a lower increase in tariffs thanks to the M&A endeavors we had in the past few years. Last but not least, sales volumes contributed both in the waste as well as in the electricity business segments. I think that these were the major growth drivers underlying the organic growth of our sales. As for our asset base, please bear in mind that the 25 million euro that come from the new plants that went on stream see the contribute to the full year contribution of the two plants in the Campania region, of the WT plant in Ferrara that went on stream in the second half of 2007, and then the contribution also of the WT plant in Forlì, which went on stream in August 2008. Then we will see the contribution of Modena and Imola. They went on stream in December 2008, and we will see contribution in 2009. Once again, on page 3, there's already a first conclusion that can be drawn. In 2008, we saw a change in our growth mix. Why is it so? Well, on the plant side, we moved from 6 million, additional 6 million of 2007, to 25 additional million in 2008. And when it comes to organic growth and synergies, we had the average contribution of 23 million to 35, once again, in 07 and 08 respectively. And M&A contribution amounted to 15 million in 08 compared to the average contribution of 23 since the establishment of the company. Now I'd like to hand it over to Stefano Veniers to give you the final financial highlights, and then we will move on to the section devoted to our business plan. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Very rapidly, I'd like to walk you through the key financial indicators for 2008. We released them already at the end of our board of directors meeting. As you heard from Mr. Tomasi, they are quite satisfactory results, and we're very pleased with them in many respects. If we start from the top line in our P&L, we had an increase of 30%, solid growth, part driven by increased sales and partly driven by market price trends. Of these 3.8 billion, approximately 1 billion is to be ascribed by regulated businesses, while 1.5 billion is accounted for the electricity business. Going down to the below lines, let's dwell on personnel. Personnel is up as a cost item, is up 10%. However, in reality, and actually this is mainly the impact of the consolidation of Mega's assets, contributing 400 additional staffs to our headcount. On a like-for-like basis instead, you can see that the decline in our headcount was 120 people more, which since inception gives us a total headcount of 1,400. If we then consider also the impact of a change in consolidation scope, you will see that the labor cost was up only a sheer 2.2%. In terms of added value, the unit or per employee added valued reached 137,000 euro, up 12%, which I think is partly the result of our efforts to streamline and right-size our headcount and extract efficiency gains, and also to increase our margins. Going down to the EBITDA level, EBITDA was up 16.5%, improving 75 million euro. These numbers, 16.5%, is absolutely in line with the average posted in the past few years, which hovered around 18.18%. This has probably been the best or the most significant improvement or improved number since the group was established, and that really has been positively affected by measures that had been long included in our pipeline. EBIT, in turn, improved 60 million euros, reaching 280 million euros, whilst our pre-tax profit improved 45 million euros, or up 32.5%. Let's then go down to the bottom line. Net profit is basically in line with last year's figure. However, let me clarify one very important point. As you can see, looking at our tax, 2007 performance benefited from a one-off totaling 25 million euros. That will then reach 32% on a like-for-like tax rate basis. This year, instead, we had a 41.6% tax rate, which took approximately 79 or so million euros. The 41.6% is a significantly improved tax rate compared to our historical marginal tax rate, i.e. 46%, and it would have even been better, 38.5% or 39%. However, there was no impact of the so-called Robin tax or extraordinary taxes, which we did see over the course of 2008. They had no impact, however, on our 2008 performance. We offset 12 million of one-offs, such as those linked to the retrocession, or the fact that we gave back money under resolution or decision 248, just to name one. And then we also had the tax moratorium that had an impact of 3 million euros. So as you can see, overall, all P&L aggregates improved at a double-digit rate. Moving on to page 5, we can have a clearer picture of the performance in the individual business segments, and you can see facts and figures broken down by individual businesses. Let's start from gas. Gas, to a certain extent, benefited from improved weather conditions that were a distinctive feature of 2008, improving our performance against 2007. We recovered 31 million cubic meter gas. And the improvement or the increase is can be quantified in 23 million euros. Part of that coming from the change in consolidation scope through the integration of SAT and Megas, and also because we had better conditions when selling gas. What I mean is that we managed to have 2.5 BCMs sold, and as our chairman said, more than one-third of that was directly procured through our own proprietary group trading departments. On the left-hand side of the slide, you can see electricity with an improvement of 11 million euros. Sorry, that's water, and that's mainly driven by the improvement in water tariffs, up 5%. We also offset a slight shrinkage, 1.5%, that's lower consumption. And then there are two kind of self-balancing aspects I'd like to draw your attention to. Firstly, we had approximately 5 million euro additional cost, electricity related. As you know, this is a high electricity highly electricity intensive business. But in addition to this, we also agreed with the relevant local authorities how to recoup approximately 5 million euros in cost that had not been correctly considered in the first regulatory period, and we managed to reach an agreement with the relevant regulators, therefore offsetting that factor. Let me also stress that in water we have approximately 25.5% of losses, both leakage related as well as admin losses. Now, moving on to the electricity business, there was an improvement of 8 million euros, which is the result of increased sales volumes and also an increase in distribution volumes. We managed to offset an important factor. As you know, the new electricity distribution tariffs led to a shrinkage in revenues for distributors, but in our case, that was very, very contained. So on a like-for-like basis, the result would have been equal to 13 million euro. Out of 51 million euro, approximately 60%, i.e. 30 million euro, comes from distribution, whilst the remainder comes from trading and sales at a group level. Let's now move on to waste, which is the business which saw the highest growth, approximately 30 million euro, from 156 to 186 million euro. In this specific case, the largest contributor was the start-up or the going on stream of the Ferrara and Forlì WTEs. The first one went on stream at the end of 2007, and 2008, therefore, saw the full impact thereof, whilst for the latter, the impact could be perceived only in the last 6 months, that is to say, since the date of the going on stream. That totaled 24 million out of the total of 30, whilst the remainder comes from sales in the area of special waste, and partial contribution came from the urban waste tariff increases which we received. Increase in the other businesses was moderate. We disposed of a minor business over the course of 2008. Please bear in mind that at this point in time, as we speak now, we have strengthened our position as the second largest player in the public lighting area with 326,800 customers, and we had the district volumes sold up 8%. Let's move on to page 6 and let's have a few words about our CapEx plan. We benefited from the benefits coming from our previous investments. After 2007, we saw, however, a downward trend of our overall capital expenditure. Last year, we invested 430 million euro, roughly speaking, of which 125 in waste and 114 instead in water, which are the two major CapEx items. As for the other businesses, as you can say, they all took something comprised between 40 and 50 million euros. Now, by giving you a preview, or by taking one possible question you might have, this is the trend you will see in 2009, and at the end we should become cash flow neutral and then positive in 2009. Let's now have a look at our net debt. At the end of 2008, we had net debt equal to 1.572 billion euro, up 150 compared to the previous year. And let me say one thing right away. That was affected by our change in working capital, whose major component is related to the taxation system of gas sales. You know that excise taxes are paid on the basis of the prior year's sales volumes. In 2007, we were crippled or suffered from the fact that we paid excise duties higher than sales volumes. That was offset in 2008 with an increase in our working capital. As far as our financial position is concerned, we feel very comfortable with it. The capital and debt structure is fully in compliance with the parameters which we and the standards which were set. The debt EBITDA ratio is 1:3. Our debt structure does not include upcoming maturities. We will have to wait till mid-2011 to see major maturities. And we've decided to set our tax rate. So I would say that a lot of, almost the entirety of our debt is fixed rate. And as for our ratings, that was confirmed by the two rating agencies. Now I'd like to hand it over to Mr. Tomasi.
I think we've covered the whole range concerning our financial results to then get ready to discuss, before we start discussing the business plan. I think the main highlights are our ability to really achieve higher organic growth and deploy synergies. And also, we went through a year that was characterized by certainties. For a number of years, we talked about planned and design plans. Now these plans have come on stream. And so we are very close to completing. We've completed 80% of the plan. There are just two more plans to be finished, completed. And then we have a very sound position. We went through a very complex CAPEX and investment activity, and we came out in a very, very sound way. We improved our ROI by 9%. This is part of the promises we've made to the market, and we delivered those promises, and it's in line with the targets we have in sight for 2011. A couple more words before we finish on the economic downturn. What have we seen so far? So far, we've seen impacts on volumes, and we can give you more details if you are interested concerning the first 2 months of this year. So rather limited volume shrinkage, and anyway, in line with the average announced by Terna and Snam. This is partly due to the fact that the economy in our region is well articulated and well balanced, more than in other regions in northern Italy, for instance. And we also try to adopt countermeasures despite the expected and planned reduction in CAPEX, which, of course, is the result you normally have, the trend you normally have once you've invested in a large number of plants. So there'll be a reduced activity on the CAPEX side. And the start of the year was somehow conservative because we wanted to wait and see how things were going. So we are below 25% in releasing of our CAPEX authorizations, and we will progressively see how things go when we will realign with budget values. Third thing concerning our anti-crisis actions, as Mr. Venier said before, we are quite sound on the debt side. Until 2011, we have no maturity dues, and I have 350 million credit lines that we can use, and this really puts us in a position that to really feel confident to fare through the crisis without major problems. So these are the elements that, together with our dividend policy, as you see, is reconfirming on a conservative basis, but it's reconfirming the levels we had on the previous year, and it's a confirmation that we want to, in the future, we want to reconfirm a further enhancement of our dividend payout policy until, from here until 2011. So looking at all these aspects really gives you the idea of a sound entity, credible entity, and if you have any questions, we'll be more than happy to take them before we pass on to disclosing the business plan update. Mr. Gamberini. I have a couple of questions. The first one concerns provisions. Provisions, 250 million, as you did. Last year it was a one-off provision. Can you elaborate on why you have higher provisions? And then the tax moratorium. There are other companies who did not provision against the tax moratorium. Can you give us your stance, your point of view on the tax moratorium? I'll answer on the tax moratorium, and then Mr. Venier will tell you about the provisions. On the tax moratorium, there was a reference made to it by Mr. Venier, and it concerned the amount of the impact SAT had as far as the tax moratorium. It was included in our consolidation scope in 2008. We paid up the outstanding 3.5 million for the so-called government subsidies from the Cassa Depositi e Prestiti, state aids. And then let's say a couple of more words to really tell you that you can rest assured, because we did take the necessary actions, conservative and protective actions. Our shareholders who set up HERA had signed up a commitment to actually pay, to bear the cost for the tax moratorium, and they regularly paid those. Second point is that even and also Modena had got a report from the Inland Revenue Service, and there were founding shareholders included. So, and they had to pay up what was notified to them, and so the books were in order, and we still had to comply with SAT, and shareholders actually bore the cost for that as well. So from that perspective, too, we are sound and we are covered, and we took the necessary measures. We'll see what the government's decisions will be, but we're not worried about that. So basically, concerning provisions, 6 million lower than last year, 50 million are broken down as follows: 28 million provisions for risks, and 22 million provisions against debt and then we are also envisaging a further provision as the drawdowns in 2008 on the loan account were 16 million and the provision was 22. So today we still have a provision available for loans that is 52 million, so fully in line with our expectations. And in the meantime, we further developed our sales. So our loans were also rebalanced based on those growth levels. So the fund is, the provision is in line with the requirements. Also concerning, and always concerning, tax moratorium. If I'm not wrong, over the first 9 months, you had 11 million was the impact stemming from the moratorium. Financial charges and taxes, that was the breakdown. Now there are three, if I'm not wrong, if I'm not mistaken. This is the interest rate part. It's interest rate on state aids. State aid for SAT, S-A-T. The 11 million you are referring to is always referred to SAT, and it's only for that geography, for that area. And it concerned the reduction, the tax reduction, the tax saving. We did not mention the 11 million because the adjustments were made on the capital side in the books, in the balance sheet, and they were included in the cash layer outlay for SAT. So that's why we're left with the 3 million referred to state aid. So tax rate for 2008 is normalized. Yes, it's normalized. No one-offs included. Tax rate for 2008, we still have to see whether the Robin tax is recurring or non-recurring or a one-off, but our tax rate is calculated with IRES and IRAP, around 38.5, 39%. Then you get to 41, almost 42% because of the Robin tax effect, and the 3.5 million Cassa Depositi e Prestiti, which are not deductible, and a couple more items that add up to 7 million additional taxes, one-off additional taxes. If there are no other questions, please, the microphone should be used for the interpreters to hear the question. Water, 25% losses, including leakage losses and admin losses. Can you elaborate on that? Losses, as leakage losses, what do they account for 3% or 30% on the overall volumes? Because it's it varies a lot when it comes to water and water systems. What do they account for? You have to consider that last year we sold 260 million cubic meters, so 25% of 260 would be wrong, but it's very close. We're talking about 60 million cubic meters. Yeah, it's probably worth underlining that this result is particularly meaningful at national level. Recently, there was a meeting about a couple of weeks ago, a meeting organized by Mediobanca, where the water system was analyzed as delivered by the different national utilities and players, and we've come out as the most efficient player with 8 cubic meters per kilometer managed. So the most efficient player at national level. The company rank, the utility ranking second, has a 3 times higher loss than we have. And this is thanks to the actions we have taken through the years to update and modernize our structures and systems so that at the end of the next 2 to 4 years, it will be up to a level of being extremely efficient and in line with complying with the concession expiry deadline, which will be between 2022 and 2024, and we will be reaping the benefits of our CAPEX. Our sustainability balance sheet is available on our website, that together with the approved group financial statements, and we have a detailed description of all these figures. Concerning, additional information on special ways. We're talking what volume-wise and price-wise, a comparison between 07 and 08. So situation in 08, you mean, exactly, situation in 08. So basically, special waste can be broken down into three major categories. Waste that is directly treated at market level, waste that goes through our subsidiaries, and special waste that is generated by the waste processing cycle at group level. So if we put down these three categories, we have 3.4 million tons processed special waste, i.e., 1.8 million tons of urban waste we process, and 3.4 million special waste. 3.4 million tons are 24% higher than 07, and this increase is partly due to the increase in consolidation scope, because, two entities were added, SAP and Megas were added to the consolidation scope. So we have increased our catchment area, and it means 160,000 inhabitants were added to the consolidation scope. So volumes were added, and there are companies working, especially SAP is working in the Maranello and Sassuolo area, so it's a highly industrialized area. And the remaining part instead stems from the activities that led to a growth in our waste management and processing activities. Average price for special waste is very difficult to determine because there are so many different product, well, meaning waste types, just few thousands of euro to hundreds of thousands of euro. It's very difficult to define a range. It also depends on the hazard level of the special waste you are talking about. There are products such as solvents. Last year, the price was reduced significantly last year because for a part of the year, some companies, such as cement manufacturers, were using waste solvents instead of traditional fuel because of very high prices in gas. So there was a solvents were matching demand to be used as fuels, and so prices dropped consequently. And conversely, it is also true that traditional, conventional special waste that are more complex to manage and where you have to have the right plants to process them, in that case, prices went up. Sorry, the prices showed a very stable trend.
Let's move on now to the 2009-2011 business plan, and then, as I said, in September, we will get back to normal, giving therefore you an update of the current release by adding one additional year. Now, what we said covering 2008, lead me to say that today we have a sound balance sheet and P&L position. However, we also want to stress that after 6 years from the establishment of our group, we have optimized our asset base. Therefore, in waste, we currently have the most complex asset base to dispose of, both urban as well as special waste. Our plants are all last generation plants, and in terms of their environmental impact, that's extremely modest, extremely contained. And as you can see, we have emissions levels equal to 16%, which was the cap set by the relevant legislation. And you can retrieve that info from our sustainability statements. As for water, Stefano Venier told you how much we spent and also the results we got for electricity. Our asset base is limited in size. However, we want to go on growing it, always bearing in mind that these assets are jointly owned by ERA and foreign partners. Incidentally, we have a we are on very good terms with all of them, but the important thing is that all these plants are highly efficient and they're meant to be such and remain such for a long time. We have been very effective in commercial activities, especially in trading. And therefore, in a nutshell, we can give you our key strategic targets for the plan. So first target is to keep on pursuing the strengthening of our asset base in the upstream business, in the energy sector, therefore covering gas, while waiting for the Galsi project to go fully on stream. We will fully benefit from the initiatives that we deployed over 2008. However, at the same time, we want to be very active in the waste business, leveraging the track record and the expertise which we are recognized for. As a matter of fact, we have an ad hoc WT engineering, plant engineering division, which has received several requests for advisory. The Italian Ministry for the Industry has stated through its officials that at least 40 new plants are required in the country. For instance, if you look at Enea, which is based in the neighboring region, well, they decided to build a WT plant near Parma, and they resorted to us. We signed, therefore, a contract to provide them with the necessary consulting services, and we receive one such application or request weekly. And this is simply to say that we did not expect these to become so soon solid business. We also want to maintain a rigorous management policy of to preserve our financial, sound financial structure. This year we will be, for the first time, cash flow positive before dividend payment, and we plan to stay at this level throughout the plan. Which means also to improve all the other ratios, and more specifically, we have an 11% ROE target at the end of 2011. Then there's a third new target, which really leads me to say that after 6 years, the right time has come to review, so to speak, our organizational structure. Now, we have decided to transfer all our WT plant-related activities and engineering activities to be contributed into a standalone company. So we want, therefore, to have a clear-cut division between waste management or waste disposal assets and structures and related operations and operations such as street cleaning and others. Now, I said that we have achieved a level of excellence in terms of expertise. We have a sound base on our relevant geographical market, which means that we are really in the good position to look for opportunities outside of our relevant markets, geographically speaking. In addition to this, we will keep on searching external growth opportunities. We are not rushed to do so, but we will keep an eye on all opportunities that might come up. we want to go on extracting synergies from the integration of companies that has been a distinctive feature of our past few years. Now, before giving the floor to Stefano Venier, I'd like to move to page 10 to tell you a little bit about how we see the way forward after 2008. Let's start from electricity. We had meetings today, this morning, with investors, and they invariably recommended us to stay short. We are short, but since we are growing our sales business, we have to stay focused on our growing number of customers. So we are committed to stay short in electricity. However, you have to discount to a certain extent an increase in our generation capacity, because our customers are meant to reach the target number of 400,000, which means that we should have enough capacity to meet their demand. If you include renewable sources and a contribution coming from the new plant to be built in the Abruzzo region, that should give us 150 megawatts on top of what we already have. However, we will never go beyond this level, a level which, incidentally, we have been committed to stick to throughout our life as a lifetime as a company. We will therefore enhance so we will leverage not just our asset base in our geographical market, but we will also take all opportunistic options for growth also outside our geographical market. I've mentioned the number of customers we're going for, but I think that we expect also our sales to increase on average 1 terawatt hour per year, therefore reaching a total of 8 terawatt hour at the end of the business plan. As for gas, here the picture is totally different. We are really on the defensive side, and we want, therefore, simply to defend what we have achieved. We are the incumbent in our relevant geographical market. We want to maintain our level of 2.5 BCMs, and if possible, we would like also to acquire some customers also in markets not too far away from our relevant geographical market. So, once again, the message is that we are defensive in gas. Now, let me address the waste business. Let me start by stressing a common denominator between waste and water as businesses. However, this should also be considered as a specificity of gas as a business. Now, the feature or the fact which is shared with the water business is that throughout the business plan we're here to present you, tariffs on a cost-plus basis, including also the remuneration for investments made in these two business segments, well, these systems should come to an end at the end of the business plan. So what's still missing there in terms of tariffs should be acquired and recouped over the next 3 years, because a new tariff scheme has been defined. There's a positive note, however, that is in waste. There is a qualitative piece of information I'd like to share with you, which is the following. We want to reach 50% of sorted urban waste collection. 4.5 months ago, when we started in this business, we had a level of 20%, 2.5 years ago, and this is not a marginal number, especially if you think that we're talking about 7 provinces and not a single municipal area. So this is also to stress the fact that we have been posting also a qualitative improvement. Talking about waste, if we look at our local operations, we will review our operation structure, as I said, once again looking for efficiency gains on the cost and synergy extractions on the cost side. Still on the theme of cost, let's go on to the next page with a benchmark of the 142 million euro included by the envisaged by the plan and the drivers we want to leverage on to get there. Well, we will be leveraging two drivers only because our business plan does not discount any impact from M&A, which, if any, will go on top. So we're talking about 76 million that will come as follows: 50 from efficiency gains and 26 from organic growth spread over the next 3 years. The remaining 66 million instead will be contributed by the new plants that will go on stream. $66 million are broken down as follows: 42 waste and 24 electricity. Now, this table is quite interesting because we can benchmark these numbers with the previous year's targets. And as you can see, the level of synergies and the organic growth rate contributed 25 million euros in the past few years. What we think we can still extract is, once again, 25 million, which is exactly the same amount as in the previous years. Contribution coming from plants changes because you can see that the average contribution was 9 million euro between 2008, whilst that's meant to go up to 22 between 2009 and 2011. Now, in the meantime, since we met last time to present our latest business plan, there have already been some a few changes which we would like to share with you. In particular, we have seen changes in the area of so-called green certificates, and we decided to be very conservative in our forecast. And we have therefore projected the following expected contribution from the different business areas. Waste is still to play the lion's share, contributing 77 million euro to our expected growth to 2012, 22 from plants, and the remainder, 42 from plants and 35 from volumes and tariff increases. A few words about water. As I said, the tariff system will come to an end after the next 3 years, and here we expect a contribution of 33 million. So there's a negative adjustments in the contribution of gas, and that's simply to be ascribed by some amendments to the legislation governing gas distribution. And I think that that's basically the reasons underlying the minus 5 you see there. As for electricity, instead, we expect, again, sustained growth, contributing 20 million euro to our overall EBITDA, with a special contribution coming from the Imola plant, and hopefully also from the good performance of our trading operations and activities, as we have seen already in, as we already saw, in 2008. And then we have 17% coming from district heating. Stefano Venier speaking. I'd like to give you a very short overview of our different businesses. We're still on page 12. Sorry, we're on page 13. Let's start from waste. Here you can see the breakdown of the various businesses and various plants and their status. We have revamped Unit 3 at Modena that will complete the completion of that plant, reaching a total capacity of 140 tons, and by 2010 that will be completed with the first signs of a concrete contribution to be seen in 2011. However, contribution to in the waste business is not just coming from our WT assets. These are the feather in the cap, so to speak, in our asset base, but we also are in the process of using and selecting other technologies in order to have an as exhaustive as possible asset base, which means that we will also optimize energy recovery, for instance, through the adoption of dry and wet residue fermentation techniques systems that help extract energy from the organic fraction or component of waste. This year we will open a new plant using this technology in Cesena, and others are in the pipeline throughout the plan. The dry system, well, it's we are the first such plant in Italy, and we think that this will be another important ring in the waste chain and pipeline in order to maximize value extraction from this business. We will also be very committed to maintain our landfills. They will become weaker contributors, but they will still be there in our asset portfolio, playing still a relevant role. Mr. Tomasi already covered the other aspects of our strategy in this business, especially covering expansion opportunities outside our relevant geographical market. As for special waste, we expect, I think he said, 2 million or 1 million tons, that's the expected increase, which should give a 35 million euro contribution, 50% of that represented by special waste and the other coming from tariff increases. Very rapidly, a few words about electricity. On the top left-hand side, you can see a snapshot of where we plan to be in 2011. We set a target of I think you said 8 terawatt, which is really consistent with what we achieved over the past 4 years. So gradually we increased on a year-by-year basis, adding one more terawatt per year. So we have identified 8 terawatt hour as the 2011 target. And at the end of our sales canvas, at the end of our 2008 canvas, we had already covered 50% or achieved 50% of that target. That was partly achieved thanks to market conditions, but also because our sales force has turned out to be quite effective. A few words about matching demand and procurement, and as Mr. Tomasi said, there is quite a major project which we decided to launch this year. Is a combined cycle plant, which given its technology should cover more peak load rather than base load. That should go to supplement our existing asset base, and that's a plant which will be located in Abruzzo. In addition to this, we will also stage a few initiatives in the area of renewable sources. Last year, we generated approximately 600 gigawatts from renewables, and we expect to reach 2 terawatt hours between today and 2011. How do we plan to get there? Well, first of all, thanks to the contributions of some initiatives and projects currently in the pipeline, and also through the contribution of biomass and solar. In addition to these Paranese and Teverola plants, I'd like to draw your attention to our stake in Tirreno Power. For us, that should represent not a key or crucial contribution. However, this plant is giving quite satisfactory results. It generated over 12 terawatt hours last year, with over 100 or with approximately 100 million euro profits. This year we received the clearance to start a 460 megawatt new coal-fired unit that should drive the installed capacity up 30% with quite a benefit for all the parties involved. So before ending, maybe let me add a final note. Why do we want to fully match our upstream and downstream positions, and what are the benefits that might come from there? Well, especially at such time. Well, first of all, we can do what we did in 2000, we've done this year. That's to say, we have a set margins in advance. So today we are not exposed to the market conditions as they unfolded, the way they unfolded in the first 3 years. And I think that we are therefore in a very safe position. And this is only possible if there is a full match between our generation capacity and generation profile and retail sales. A few words about gas. Let me just tell you a little bit about our strategy. Right from the beginning, we had set the target of having the one-third rule. What do I mean? We have approximately 3 BCMs, of which 2.5 sold, and 500 million for our proprietary or internal generation capacity. Well, one-third will come from north, one-third from south through the Galsi pipeline, and one-third instead will be one-third will be procured from the national market. So, having said this, in 2008, we have covered the first third. Last year, approximately 1 BCM was directly bought from the north, which really gives us quite some structural strength, because 500, starting from this year, we have 500 million from TAG, from the TAG pipeline.
As to Galsi, it will be completed by 2012, and there may be a shift of a few months due to permitting activities, but we think that by 2013 we will have that gas available. Also concerning the gas business, let me remind you, I like to highlight this, the Tirreno Power, shareholding we have, and we want to leverage it. The shareholding we have in SGR Servizi, which is the largest private company in the gas business, they have 180,000 customers, and last year they sold 300 million cubic meters. And in this company, covering the Rimini province and part of Marche and Abruzzi region, then we have a 30% share, and we have commercial agreements with them also for the sale of electricity. Let us now talk about synergies. You already have the figures that they were advanced to you, and we will have another 50 million reduction in cost saving, and in addition to traditional tools we use, is the decisions we're going to make concerning some adjustments on our operating models. Some of them were mentioned by Mr. Tomasi. The most important ones were mentioned by Mr. Tomasi, the setting up of Hera Ambiente and the reviewing of some of our hubs, local hubs. In addition to that, we're going to further improve the service quality, because efficiency gains cannot go to the detriment of service delivery and service provision. Last but not least, it's very important to have high levels of services so that customer loyalty is also retained. That is also very important when it comes to managing networks and grids. It means you can be awarded additional margins by the authorities if you keep the service level high. In CAPEX, I've already mentioned the trends we have witnessed over the last couple of years, and we've talked about the outlook for the coming years. We'll be swinging between 300 and 350 million for a total of about 1 billion over the next 3 years, fully financed, fully expensed, and 600 of which are as maintenance CAPEX, and 400 are development or growth CAPEX. 400 growth CAPEX, 110 is devoted to waste activities. The remaining portion goes to the energy universe, electricity, district heating, etc. As to water, you see, 377 million, of which 70 will be devoted to new plant development to really keep the pace with urban planning development and services to be delivered to the region, to the territory, and then maintenance for the remaining part and network expansion. As to, you see, the breaking even is for the next 3 years. We want to progressively go back to being cash positive so as to be able to withstand and take advantage of opportunities that come along. 2009 is going to be the first year of positive cash flow, and we want to retain that position also for the two following years. And this really tells you that we're going to strike a balance between debt and EBITDA. I was not sure whether I wanted to really touch upon this topic as well, but I thought eventually that as from time to time we happen, as many other people happen, to provide interpretations that have to be corrected, I thought it was worth providing you with our interpretation. I'm referring to the M&A topic. Today we presented our results that are fully focused on organic growth and plans. As if I didn't talk about M&A, people would probably state that Harry is abandoning the M&A strategy and is no longer using M&A as a catalyst. This is not the case. We are a football team and we want to score goals, both when we play at home and when we play in somebody else's fields. So as you can see from the figures we have presented, M&A is really driving growth. And if we were only focusing on organic growth without increasing our consolidation scope, we wouldn't be able to have a sustainable situation. If we only increased our consolidation scope and then we kept things as they were, kept things standing, we would have engaged in M&A in a useless way. This is what we have thought from day one. What may vary is the mix in the components. On one year, you may score more goals at home. Another year, you may score more goals in somebody else's field. I don't want to appear argumentative, but you, for certain industry and for certain businesses, you have to go beyond your geographical borders in terms of plants. It could be waste plants because they would enable us to further enhance our knowledge base. It could be energy plants, electricity plants, because, of course, we can match our growth, our sales growth, with plants, electricity plants. We're not buying aqueducts in Basilicata, for instance. This is the hints we are giving. What we were told is have water work well here, and let's stop here. Let us focus on this and not something else. Let us restrain ourselves to focusing on these issues and these topics. Second point, the consolidation process in Italy, has it come to an end? In our opinion, it hasn't come to an end. There are still 120 gas players, more than 1,000 water players, and we have worked over the years to really have our company grow, and in Italy many players have grown, but there's still room for maneuvering, for more to happen. So small or medium-sized deals will still take place in the market as we approach tenders calling, for instance. When there will be players who will have to give up their independence because they will have to join other players. So there is room for further consolidation in the market. Normally, it's multi-utility players, but also there are mono or single utilities, as it happens in the gas industry. So we will keep on keeping an eye on this. It's part and parcel of our business. Third point, in the medium term, we still have, we reconfirm our size target. We are at the right, we would be at the right size if we could get to 2 million customers, which means 1 billion EBITDA at today's current values. When will we get there? We don't know, because in order to achieve these levels, we can do so by a number of very small steps or some larger steps, and not so large in numbers. But you need to have the right prerequisite, the right conditions, the right will to extract values from these deals, as we have done so far. Provided these conditions are there, we are going to engage in these activities. Otherwise, we will carry on with our small step policies. But knowing that within our strategy, we do have both of these components and that they will be there in the coming years as well, I think in this way we are getting rid of all misunderstandings we've had so far. We really presented a highly detailed business plan, but you hadn't been putting up with us for quite a few months, so we thought it was worth going into details. I'm sure it's a low-risk profile we are presenting to you, and our portfolio is well balanced, 60% balanced regulated business and 40% deregulated business. Being cash flow positive, we are committed to that, and dividend policy, we are reconfirming what we had already stated. So we thought it was not worth changing it in 2008. Any of those who have announced or presented their financial results have announced dividends, so we thought it was fair, given the results we have achieved, to reconfirm the dividends we had announced in the previous years. And I think I will lead up to you as a final thought. Today's business plan has nothing we made up in it. Everything is reconfirmed. It's no extraordinary figures, but it's figures that are in line with our past targets, and we've already 80% of those targets are already acquired. Tariffs are there, plans have already been implemented or are being implemented, so there's no authorizations more to get or to be awarded, and I hope our stock, our share value will be affected by that, positively affected by that.
Francesca Pezzoli Shiver, I have a question about your dividend policy. Could you give us some color? Could you please tell us how high a dividend could we expect under your past business plan? You had envisaged a double-digit growth of dividend, but considering the fact that you become cash positive, maybe we can expect more. Becoming cash flow positive, is it something you will rigorously stick to, or that might change should a good opportunity in the waste business arise? Well, taking your first question, and this is Mr. Tomasi speaking, well, I want to confirm our plan to increase and grow our dividend, and I think that all the preconditions for that are here. At this point, The goal is that of reaching a double digit, €0.11. As for the second point you raised, well, we should consider each case on an individual basis. I think that it would be terrible if we were to forget all of the sudden a business or a market we are strongly focused on. Obviously, we've decided to be conservative, not just for the targets which we set in 2009 and the following years, which, as you've seen, are different from the prior years. But not because of that. We have pulled or slammed on our brakes, so to speak, addressing 2009 compared to the approach we adopted in the prior year. So the opportunities that are plant-related, as you mentioned, or opportunities of an M&A nature might be considered as one-offs. So being extraordinary in nature, that should be subject to the review of our board. Dario Michi, Banca Akros. Comparing the new plan with the previous one, you confirmed targets with a one-year delay, and then you've changed the parameters underlying the basis scenario: higher commodity price, higher electricity price. Hence, is this driven by the trend of the downward trend of green certificates? That's my question. And then yesterday the Acciara plant was open, and then there are three other plants planned in Campania. In the case of Acciara, the tender was granted directly to the company, and how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself in a good position to get the license or the authorization for the other ones? Well, as for your question about the Campania region, well, we bid jointly with A2A for the tender of the Salerna plant. We went through the preliminary stages with A2A, but then we realized that the call of tender or notice of tender was had a lot of fuzzy areas, so we decided to opt out, and we will simply be as cautious as we were in the future. And please don't ask me anything about the technicalities or about how the new tenders will be assigned, because I know nothing about it. Stefano Veniers. Well, as for the new plan, I think that the key difference is the downward review of green certificates that had an impact. So 1 year and a half ago, an industry-wide assumption was 120, and now we're down to 80. Now, at present value, that might seem a little bit conservative to you, but 80 euro compared or related to our production or generation gives us 20 million euros. Now, as Mr. Tomasi said, we have decided to be very conservative, and instead of assuming 100% of green certificates, we have taken the assumption of 51% with an impact of 10 million euros. To this, please add that there was the review of electricity distribution tariffs, which can be quantified in 8 to 9 additional million. So overall, we have an impact of 40 million, 4-0, which comprises these three factors, which really leads us to the increase you see in 2011. This is not to be ascribed to any major strategic change in the plan. It's just a change in underlying assumptions. There's another question from Stefano Gamberini. How do you see the year? How have you been performing so far, especially in waste, special waste? What do you expect to see in the second half of the year? And then, follow-up question, you said that you have visibility of 80% for your EBITDA going forward. If I got you right, only the special waste EBITDA contribution, i.e. at 20 million, that's the shortfall there, is the only component at risk. I don't know whether I got your numbers right. Mr. Tomasi speaking. That's just a pun. Otherwise, you might think that I have just to retire tomorrow. But tariffs have been reviews, and we have sales trends that might be affected by external factors such as they are now. And so we've decided to be conservative. That's it. However, the two pillars of the business plan are for sure tariff policy and related sales policy, and then the fact that we have quite a pipeline of plants projects for which we have received all the necessary authorizations. So that was a figure of speech, a metaphor. I'm not simply saying that that's really an area or a business segment or sub-segment which is at risk. This was simply just to convey the message that the plan is based on very concrete facts and has a strong visibility. Stefano Venier speaking. About the economic downturn, what I can tell you is that 2009 did not saw a brilliant kickoff. There has been there has been some decline in consumption. However, let me stress the specificity of our geographical market. Let's start with electricity. In the first 2 months of 2009, as you saw, Terna posted a 9% average national decline in consumption, which was triggered by quite different causes. In certain northern regions, we saw 12 to 13%. We saw instead 9.5% in Emilia-Romagna. In Modena and Imola, for instance, we saw volumes go down 4.4% in the first 2 months of 2009. However, this specific business is really affected by our sales campaign. So if we were to tell you how much ERA's sales increased in the first part of the year at the group level, the number and the answer would be 28%, because we have quite a robust customer base. As for gas, according to statistics, we have offset the so-called thermal impact, that's 4 to 4.5%, and our estimate, therefore, is 2%. Waste. Well, things are more difficult to interpret here, because special waste typically have a very slow start at the beginning of the year, because there's quite an outage or the close down of factories and manufacturing plants during the Christmas holiday season. And in addition to this, consumption are decoupled. That's to say, you don't, when it comes to waste, you burn it. You collect it, you stock it, and then you dispose of it. So to get the correct appreciation of numbers, you need at least 4 to 6 months. I can reassure you something, though. I've heard that some countries have posted gross volumes volume drops of 30 to 40%. In our case, we're talking about 10%, just to give you a feel for what I'm talking about. So way lower than what other countries saw. Last but not least, let me also say that in the past 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen a slight pickup or recovery. One of our sales reps yesterday said that there are clear signs that there are the first sign of a bottoming out, and I think that this is quite a good sign, especially for Q209. Sorry, but we could not translate simply because the question was not asked speaking into a mic. So your 2011 target also includes the engineering contribution that will unfold starting July. So how much are we talking about? Does it include or doesn't it? Well, we are basically working on a job, on a job order, on a contract. Well, we have not included major contracts in our targets or assumptions. What we typically include in our business plans is what is really sizable and what is highly likely to happen. So we have included only this big job or contract, but not others. Yes, Mr. Tomasi, adding a comment. Well, that would have probably drugged results. So we only have one big project, one big plant engineering project. Others instead have contacted us to help them with the plant plan, but also to stay in when the plant is up and running to manage it. So we decided not to include it, not to mislead you. And I'd like to clarify one point. The company that will be up and running on July the 1st is the waste company, which covers all our waste disposal plants. The engineering company instead is outside that new division. Mr. Pezzetti, Intermonte, maybe I didn't follow what you said. It's a question about waste and water tariffs. How do the new tariffs compare and relate to the 2008 numbers, the 5% in water and the 4% in waste, if I remember correctly? Well, 4.5%, that's for water for the next 3 years, and the waste tariffs approximately 2.5 to 2.6%. And I think that these numbers are really in line with our expectations and forecast before negotiations started with the authorities. So thank you very much for participating and attending, and see you next time.